We can have this, what is it now, POL, I guess. This old-fashioned heavy Hare Krishna guy who refuses to communicate in their online management chat room because it's impersonal. And then someone, RP or someone, will then just smile and say, well, he writes that, but then that what you wrote there is impersonal. It's not from you. What is it? And they laugh and it continues. Then how about phones? Are they also impersonal? Yeah, they're online. Tries to keep up his theory here with logic. Although he probably starts to sense where it's going. Okay, but you see our bodies we have. They're also like interfaces. This world is like a virtual reality game or something. I mean, we communicate with each other through these bodies which are not us, which are actually impersonal because they are just matter, right? Dead matter that will remain when I leave. But many of us think this is reality, so therefore to be personal means I need to talk through these bodies. But we don't even see each other now because of these bodies, unless we learn to. But all the way through here, in whichever way we communicate, written, spoken, through electric cables or glass cables, digital or analog, whatever we invent and what we call it, that's how we can communicate with each other. Maybe not as close as if we sat here in the same room, but still, because that is not always practical. And just as when we sit in the same room, when we communicate through some other media as well, what makes it personal is how much we as persons behave personally in that communication. And funny thing, you thought for a while there. And often it becomes this paradoxal. But when you say that, for instance, in our conversation here online, that such a conversation is impersonal, then you are, in fact, saying that there is not a person here communicating with you, which means you treat me impersonally while I try to reach you, the soul in there, somehow or other, with whatever media is available. Something like that.